Now let's talk about what people assume abundance is, right? When I say the word abundance, most of you probably think money. And so let's talk about money. And I want to start by talking about lottery winners. So, you know, people who have won the lotto, there are studies that show that a few years after winning the lotto, most of them are either bankrupt or they're in more debt than they were in before they won the lottery, or they're actually in a major state of depression. And when you look at the research, we find that it is all caused by this internal phenomenon that is caused by their subconscious beliefs. Receiving this newfound wealth does not necessarily align with their feelings of worthiness around receiving it. Let's say that again. This new money or newfound money or wealth does not align with their feelings of worthiness around receiving it. Most of them don't believe that they deserve that money, or that they really think that money will make them evil or make them selfish. They have beliefs around money that don't serve them, which is why they're so quick to lose it. So one of your journaling activities this month is going to be to write down your belief systems around money. I want you to think about and ask yourself, how were you raised? What was money like in your household? Did you save everything? Did you use it? I want you to think about what your parents thought of money. And then I want you to ask yourself, well, if I had all the money in the world, what would I be like? What would that change for me? Would it change my personality? Would it change who I am? I want you to ask yourself, do you feel worthy of money? Deep in your gut, do you really believe that you're worthy of receiving a tremendous amount of guilt? Why or why not? Do you believe that you're deserving of financial freedom and flexibility? What would life be like if you had all this money? What would people think with you having all this money? And I want you to really evaluate the blocks that you have standing in your way of experiencing more freedom and abundance in your life in terms of money. I want you to really think about all of this and journal about it so that you can debunk the not so truths that you may be holding on to about money and finance, so that you can call in the money abundance that you truly desire.